After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Larissa's got kids and we've got news. Stay tuned as we break down episodes 5 and 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Are you know?
Little relaxing no, music a little for relaxing the craziness. Music.
What would you call it that crazy? I don't know if I would call it that crazy. But welcome, you guys. I know you're happy to see our faces and hear our voices. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Stacey Olivas and our girl, Linda and Twitty.
Love that.
Yes.
Love that.
You know,
wow,
I'm trying to,
a little
better. Better.
Yeah, I love
better
that.
Better than normal. Okay, yeah. I'm going to come up with something really cool next week. So prepare. But
I like it.
We've got some good news and gossip, some pictures. We always come through with the news and gossip. I mean, I feel like it's more there than maybe even on the episode. But I'm excited for that. What were your overall thoughts on
the episode? I feel like the Chantel family is going to take over this whole season,
mm-hmm.
as always. I think this episode, they won it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all we got. I mean,
I can't even complain about that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing is we need to talk about Nicole like
ASAP. I cannot wait.
I had so many thoughts about this girl, and I mean, honestly, I just don't know.
Linda, we'll get to her.
We'll get
we
to
can't,
her.
Yeah, we can't keep making excuses for this girl, but we'll definitely
Mariah
get
Carey
to her.
Mariah Carey Fantasy that song.
Yeah, I wish we could. I wish we could.
Sorry.
But first, we're going to start off with the queen, as usual. We usually always start off with her. Let's just go ahead and, you know, talk about her. They have a date night. I thought it was pretty awkward. Not going to lie. Yes. I was cringing. I'm like, okay. Like, she's just not happy. Like, it just kind of feels like, oh, I don't know. Fake vibes. But she kind of has a secret, one that you guys knew, but I must have been under a rock. She has kids. Surprise. I don't know. Like, where was I?
That's good, though, that you're, like,
where was
staying
I?
Out of
I'm
the
I'm trying
news.
To figure out, because it's been
usually,
us
yeah,
since day one.
It has.
So I'm not sure where
that's
you've been.
That's really, really wild. But, hey, I'm with the rest of you guys that maybe have just started 90 Day. And this is all a shock. So I'm with
amateur.
You. You have someone with you, for real. But yeah,
that keeps you, like, kind of excited, maybe, because you don't know everything.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. I'm kind of on the edge right now. Does Debbie not have social media?
She does. I follow her. Debbie.
Oh, so, and I have some news and gossip about
so do you
Debbie.
Think it's, so do you think this was, she was acting like she didn't know this?
Ooh, good question.
Well, I think that when all this drama happened, because it happened like during the summertime, mm-hmm. I don't think Mother Debbie J was on Instagram at the time.
Okay.
And so that's going to be my theory.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably knew or heard of, but you know, it's scripted. They're behind in the seasons and all the news is ahead. So
yeah,
she probably had to act like, oh my God, you guys lied to me. You kept a secret.
So was her reaction a little dry to you or not that much?
I thought her reaction was ridiculous. Like, what are you mad at?
I thought
exactly?
It was kind of funny because she's like, I gotta give myself a drink.
Yeah.
And she goes straight to the refrigerator.
Like, it was just kind of, and then they're
girl
just
do you.
Sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't too dramatic, but for Debbie, I guess that was drama. She seems like a chill, like, I mean, she gets mad at Larissa, but it's not.
She
still seems kind of, like, sweet a little. You
she
know,
needed
like, not
a
crazy,
reason.
Crazy.
She needed a reason to be upset with Larissa. This same reason she was upset with Larissa is a reason she could have used against her own son. Just saying, what did she say? That she's concerned about Larissa's honesty. Well, Colt kept this secret from you, too. Just anything to be upset with Larissa about, she'll take. She'll run with. And I just find that really annoying because a lot of people, you know, oh, Debbie, little old Debbie. No, Debbie knows what she's doing.
Debbie knows that.
And she knows that he's foul for not saying it, too. Just as foul as Larissa is, if you would consider them both.
Yeah, I think she feels dumb. Because her son. No, they have this.
I'm sorry.
Well, because she feels like dumb because nobody told her, and her son and her have this amazing relationship where they're true. So close. And, you know, they're both cat lovers. They're doing the thing.
Speaking of cat lovers, I thought that was the creepiest, disgusting, weird thing. Like, you're going to go and treat your mom to a bunch of cat stuff to make her happy.
Too much.
Just because you didn't tell her about the kid. Like, kids, plural, times two. I find it so weird. I just was thinking old cat lady. Like, ugh. Yeah. Yuck.
It's just, I didn't get good vibes.
And I was expecting a little bit more drama in this little scene. Just a little bit more craziness. Because I didn't really get too much from them.
She took it pretty well, other than blaming Larissa. Yeah, I did want somebody to, I wanted her to, whoever's the, against the queen, I wanted something, a little
door slam.
Slamming another door. Yeah.
I mean, but all we got was blackjack. And
she's trying to change. She's trying to be a new person.
Yeah, I think she's scared. She went to court and almost got deported. Yeah, so she's trying to be on her best behavior.
You're right. She doesn't need her husband calling the cops on her anymore.
I'm really curious, though, about this timeline, how everything's going. And we were talking about that before, because I'm just, like, confused. Because when we were seeing this stuff on like, how short a period on the stuff on Instagram to now, and then they said that they've been married 4 months, I was really confused about the timeline of all this stuff happening. Because if you follow the news, we'll talk about that later, but it's just so confusing.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know that she went to jail before they got married.
Yeah.
We thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
So with the production and what they're constantly posting on social media, it makes the timeline a little non-fluid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Murky waters.
And then, and social media, like you just said, it's just kind of like, because, like, some of this stuff we find out, and I'm like, do I need to, like, it's just coming out on the episode, but this happened so long ago. Like, what reaction am I supposed to really give? Like, what true reaction?
Exactly.
My surprise? They should kind of, like, figure that out. I know some things they can't post, but, like, a lot of the stuff they give away. Right,
but then some of the stuff they don't. It's weird. I'm just confused. So I'm like, are you guys just messing with us on social media, too?
Yeah. They're kind of, like, pick and choose.
Having little powwows telling each other, let's confuse the fans.
I don't know. But you guys, we have more than just our show here. Tons of good ones. Linda, you're on quite a few.
I'm like a TV junkie.
Yes. So catch her other places.
So many. What other shows are you
on? Yeah, what other shows are you
on? So I have so many that I can't think of them. I have Pilot Reviews that I just did today.
Woo!
And we did What If on Netflix. And if you guys haven't seen it.
I heard about it.
Have to watch it. Renee Zellweger kills it.
It's exciting.
I do Mayans MC. I do Shonda Rhimes' show that is now Station 19. I do a bunch of shows.
Everything.
So we have so many different genres, huh?
Yeah,
and you have so many shows you're covering.
Yeah.
There's just so much to watch. Well, hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, guys, we see you on YouTube. You're there. Hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. Guys, do it. Please. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Yeah, we have some people in the live chat we're going to mention.
Mm-hmm.
So excited, the fans. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us all, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Please. Yes.
Commenting, DMing.
Yeah, live chat right
anything.
Now. Come on.
We'll repost your stories.
Yeah. All right, now Chantel and Pedro.
Let's talk about Chantel and Pedro.
I'm just so annoyed. What do you mean, love?
I just like the drama.
The drama's good.
And I like how she's
I can't
like,
lie.
And I don't know. Like, I love how she's just like.
She knows her marriage is about to be over.
Yeah.
She
like,
knows it.
Even like her, when she was talking to her friends, the look she was giving is just kind of like.
Yeah,
like
she said, knows.
Yeah, it's just doomed.
Like,
all over her face. So she sits down. With her family, and like basically at the beginning is telling them that she might go to the DR. Then she has the same conversation with her girlfriends. What were you guys' thoughts on like how that whole conversation went down? I feel like she already knew what she was going to do coming into it. So them having that conversation was kind of like, for what? She knew she's going.
I think she's just scared of Pedro, like how he's going to react to her going.
Yeah.
But I think
she's going to tell him. So I'm like, is it a pop-up or is it...
If he's going to answer...
Okay, so okay, so here's the thing. Because when I heard it on the second part, when she said that he's down there for like at least 2 months and using quote unquote our savings, I was like, oh no. You can go whenever you want. You're funding this trip. Go ahead and handle it, Chantel. Like, go down there. You don't need to ask anybody. You don't need to have any second thoughts about anything. If it's your money that's in that account, go ahead and spend it like he's spending it and get down there and find out what's happening.
But last week we kind of felt like let him go, you know? So like, why did we? I just feel like we went from let him go, divorce. Was it the fact that if he leaves or whatever, she'll still have to take care of him? Is that what we're kind of like, go, since we know that he's spending the money now? That changes
Girl,
things.
Girl, yes. All? It changes everything.
But
don't
he's still
going
to be able to spend it, right? With her there or not. It's their money.
Okay, it's their money that they're putting into the account, but if he's in the DR not working, just partying, then really, who's funding the account right now?
Yeah, her.
It's her.
Yeah.
Shanteezy.
So what I'm saying is that she better go down there, find out if she still has a marriage.
Oh, that's yeah.
And if she doesn't, then go ahead and transfer your money out of the shared account, buy Pedro,
yeah,
and keep it pushing.
See, that's what I would have done from jump. I'm not even going over there to deal with you and your family, especially by myself. Me against how many? I just feel like I would have automatically transferred that money into
or yeah,
account.
Or just like yeah, cancel all the cards, say it's fraud.
Everything. Everything. He would have been out there looking stupid, him and his family. Enjoy.
And then, and are we going to talk about her friend, yeah, Obed?
Yeah.
And how
he is kind of like a little spy, right?
Kind of like, not only kind of like a spy, but he went through what she's going through right now.
Yeah.
His Pedro's mom and sister broke up his relationship. Why they broke it up? Because he said stop sending money to the DR. And look, this is exactly what's happening to Chantel and Pedro. The mom and the sister are coming in between. And why? Is because Chantel started to say, well, I don't understand why you're sending all this money back.
Right.
And you and I have talked about this. There are certain countries that like that
you have to
do that.
Like, you take care of the parents, yeah.
You take care of your family, but I don't know. Something seems wrong about this. These two.
But like you guys said last week, the siblings are all chipping
yes.
in. And in this case, I mean, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
It's just him. Can we talk about the little lap dance that really pissed me off? Like, it's just like,
fun.
And he was, okay, okay. But then like, there's a different, like, okay, maybe
we'll
dancing,
talk about that.
But like, she's sitting, bouncing on your lap. That's a no-go. If you're going to dance, how about we both, like, how about you both are, like, on your feet dancing or stuff? But like, the sitting on the lap and the, like,
kissing
cheek kissing. And all, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Jaxie, what are your thoughts?
Culturally, I think, yeah, it's different a little bit. Like, the way people dance in different cultures, it's like, it would be too provocative for other cultures, but I mean, the lap dance, yeah, that kind of took it too far.
So for you, that wouldn't fly?
Probably not.
Okay.
Stacey, your husband
lap dance?
Is
no.
not...
He's a free
not
man.
Not a lap dance, but dancing is cool, but not lap dancing. That's crazy.
Your husband's going to love you.
Okay, so here's the thing.
You know, damn well, I'll be dancing too. I'm just kidding.
I think that the problem for me with this, because I think that a lot of the times in Latin countries, the dancing and the provocative dancing is all part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
What made this wrong for me is that Karima, like Pedro said, had a crush on
yeah,
him before.
That's true.
So and so he knew that she had feelings for him.
Yeah.
And so that's what made it bad, because you're grinding up on this dude that you have a crush on that you like, and then to camera saying, oh, and I think he needs like a DR woman.
Yeah.
And basically, you have no respect for the wife. That's what made it bad for me.
Yeah. It's
and then the sister
face.
Yelling out, Pedro single tonight!
Yeah.
Everyone!
And then putting your ring in the jar. It was just like a whole... Chantel was getting slapped.
Yeah, disrespected.
The whole time.
And yeah. She's at home, where's Pedro?
Yeah. Like, I want to go visit Pedro. How about... Get your money and run.
Can
Take
I mention some of the live chats?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Once upon a time, 518 says, Alex, I feel bad for Chantel. Now it seems like Pedro was using her from the beginning. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, and yes, that was a plus for him, but he is playing her, and she needs to wake up.
Preach.
Sal yes. Walk says Chantel is hot to look at. She's trying to do
she can pull
so hard to keep the relationship strong, even though some of it has to be scripted.
Yeah. honestly, Chantel, you look great. You can go out here and get any man.
For real, for real.
Do not sit around for this one.
Once upon a time said she would hate to be in a relationship with me.
No. I mean, you do have the funny thoughts, but I mean...
I don't know, because some people, like, I'm Latin, and in our parties and stuff, people are like, dude, you guys party too much. I'm like, that's the culture. We have parties a lot. Like, people drink. Like, it's fun. We dance. Like, you know what I mean? But I guess the grinding on it, I understand. Yeah. The grinding's not cool. I don't grind on, like, people's
anything
husbands.
Else I would understand. If they were all just, you know, just a little, I'd still be in my feelings. But, hey, that's how y'all rock. That's how y'all rock. But when you're sitting and bouncing on this man's lap, a married man's lap, we have some issues.
What if you're 10
that
shots
need to be
deep?
Discussed.
It doesn't
matter. I don't care.
On top Stacey. Of which, she also said he said that she used to have a crush on him.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. It's not okay. And no, alcohol doesn't make it any different.
But what do you expect, you guys? It's Pedro. It's Chantel.
No excuses.
Like,
no
nothing,
excuses.
I mean, he's going to go down there and go crazy.
Just disrespectful. Another disrespectful man on our radar. On my radar.
Listen.
Jay.
Jay Money.
So we're going to speak about Jay and Ashley. You know, she has a good time with a girl. She's just doing her, you know, and I appreciate that. I thought it was interesting to see her going from kind of like, why isn't he calling, to like, oh, like, what do you need? He's pulling up my phone. I just thought it was really funny because that's like part of like the roller coaster that these men will have you on. Not all men, or like even women, it just depends on the person, but they'll have you going from why aren't they calling to, oh my God, you know, it's just part of like when someone cheats on you.
That's exactly
it's just those emotions. You go from wanting that attention to like when you get it, like, ugh, but you know, they did me so wrong and what do you want? So I just kind of felt for her a lot during this episode.
You know, she's at that bar thinking about him too.
She had me feeling like I was going through this. When I literally get anxiety watching her story, like just seeing how she is. She goes from just to partying.
But you know what? It's real. That's the whole thing. Like those, if you've ever been cheated on, then those are things that you go through, I think. Yeah. You go through the ups and downs, the doubts about yourself, wanting to party, but then also wanting to hear from your significant other, all of those things. Yeah. So, like, what she's doing makes sense. She's in turmoil because this is the person that she says she was going to spend the rest of her life with.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, he's basically cheating on her.
Right.
And she was trying to do what's best for her, like go out with the girls, spend quality time, or just hang out with them and have fun to get her mind off things. But
yeah, a part of me, you guys, bear with me. A part of me thinks that Jay was just playing the game. So I feel like he was still probably outdoing what he wanted to do, which is why he wasn't calling her in the first place. But he kind of wanted to like play like he cared. So he did end up contacting her after and was just like, why were you at a bar? You know, if she's going out with a girl, she's going to a bar. What are they supposed to do? Like, just sing lullaby? Like, you know what I mean? Sing songs all together, just sitting around.
Like, and then hang up and be like, you pissed me off. I'm not talking the rest of the
night. Yes. That's part of the hook. That's what these guys will do. Like, I'm not talking to you. They didn't want to talk to you in the first place.
Nope.
But let me get out of this.
And then, but make you the bad person now.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're doing your crazy stuff over here.
Yes.
But I'm not talking to you because you've been crazy when you haven't been.
Right.
Awful. It's awful.
That's just the first thing. And I don't know. Like, I don't want to just throw that on him. But, like, the way he has me feeling is just like,
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. 3 days Listen, after you're married and acting up.
Wait till we get to some news and gossip about that one. I wouldn't put it past
God,
Jay.
Where are we with this
one,
couple, though?
For 1 minute.
I cannot wait. Okay.
Yes.
But I think it's important for every girl to have, like, a group of girlfriends to just let loose with. Because, I mean.
And what she was saying, like, she wants to feel like she can go, her husband can go out and not worry about him. Like, what is he doing? Like, she wants to have that trust. And, I mean, who wants to have anxiety when you freaking go out with your friends and he goes out with his friends, like, wondering what he's doing?
Now,
Nobody wants that.
Would you rather have the anxiety that Jay gives Ashley or the anxiety that Andre gives Elizabeth with the whole baby and worried about this? Which
I'll
one would you
take the
have?
Andre.
What?
You want the Jay and Ashley?
If I'm having a baby? I'm not even pregnant by Jay. If I'm having a baby,
sleep, though, when you're Andre, getting cheated on.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'll take the pressure.
Andre is a scrub. He is the biggest bum wrapped up in scrub. A not-so-good bow.
He is.
He's handsome and all that, but he's a bum. And it's starting to show left, right, and center.
Yeah. And Elizabeth's dad, Chuck. I really like Chuck saying money. His name. Just like saying Chuck. But Chuck's just like upset. But he seems to be really understanding. Like most of the time I want him to get like super mad. He'll kind of voice his opinion, but then I think just because he's having a grandchild coming to this world, it's more like, what do I need to do? I'll help you out thing. But I feel like he needs to make Andre swallow his pride and ask for the job.
And he cares about his daughter. That's what he's... Yeah. And his grandchild. That's what he cares about.
Yeah.
But you guys, like, now you have me thinking about this whole, like... plan, all these plans these dudes have. Do you think Andre was like, okay, I'll do trucking for it. It's going to take this long a year so I can like kill some time and then I'll say, oh, I'm not going to do it. Do you think it's really that he doesn't want to be away from his family?
No, it's not. It's just that he doesn't have the experience that he thought he did when he went into that interview. And she was saying, this is what you usually have. You should usually have. And you're saying you have a mom.
You think it's ego?
Stop it.
You don't think it's
because of the experience? Are you kidding right now?
I think he just
So he should just not do trucking and not get any of the experience?
No.
Or should he be on call if he really wanted to do
For sure.
Get the experience and then keep it pushing?
No, I agree. But I'm saying I just feel like he feels that he doesn't have the experience, so he just gives up. You can't give up when you have a child on the way.
Okay, so I think it's this. I think that he doesn't want to work. He hasn't wanted to work from the day one. Uh-huh. And every time the dad brings up, oh, well, I'm paying for everything... Uh-huh. His pride, he's prideful because he knows he's being a bum and not working, living for free for the past, 3 years now?
Yeah.
And you're kind of working, but you're not working. But everything the dad does, he gives you a place to live. Now he's paying your rent in a place that you decided that you were going to move from. And he's about to give you a job.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And if you're truly the man, like you say you are, where it's the old school culture and the man is the provider, then what is it that you're doing? Because you're definitely not providing.
Right.
He's
too stubborn to be in the position that he's in. You cannot be this stubborn and need someone at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then you need to swallow your pride. Like, come on. Sometimes you just have to, like, take that loss. Get mad at him at something else.
Was he working back home or anything?
He was a bouncer.
Okay.
And then recently they said that he was a handyman, and that's why he wants to do handyman work. And
yeah.
Remember last week he was going to put an ad in the newspaper? Like, okay.
It's a lot. He's just...
So you guys think he's just lazy?
Yeah.
Lazy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He is a lazy ball.
And she's starting to see it. She's saying, you know, he says all these things, but I need to see action.
Because
she's not seeing the action. And I think she's starting to realize, like, who did I bring over here?
But didn't they say the problems you have in the beginning are, like, 10 times worse once you get married?
Yeah.
The same ones.
It's crazy.
Well, parents
called
it.
Well, she's not seeing the action, and we still haven't seen it. As in, have not. Where is he at?
Where is he? Still haven't added me on
Ghost.
Instagram.
He is private and doesn't even go through his
incognito.
Except our follow on Instagram because he's a scam artist.
Yeah.
And there are too many sleuths online.
Yeah.
So he can't put himself out there like that. What?
This whole thing is just kind of like funny. Let's get in Nicole and Azin.
Okay. I love her.
And May. Hello, baby May.
I love Nicole.
So, you know, she thinks she thinks that she's about to go to Grenada.
Grenada.
Grenada? I don't know. But she thinks she's going there. You know, her stepdad, Joe, feels a type of way. And I just think, like, I knew something was going to happen. I knew something was going to happen. I honestly felt it in my soul that this was not going to work out, whether it was somebody's flight getting canceled or somebody canceling on her. I felt it. You guys?
We all knew that was going to happen. We knew that he was not getting on a plane, going to some beach in Grenada with Nicole.
But it was paid for.
Yeah, she paid for it. What did he lose? Just like she paid for North Korea that he said he couldn't get into. He didn't go.
He didn't
try.
This
is what I think. I think that she sent the money to go to Grenada. I don't think she actually sent him a ticket. I think she sent him the money, and he took the money, and then now he's not coming.
I really hope that's not true.
I bet you it is.
But I guarantee you that's probably how it happened.
It's weird because they're seeing each other less and less and less. I mean, they did saw each other very few times in the beginning, but now it's like every trip he's like, I can't see you.
And then she said he was busy the past few days, so she couldn't talk to him at all. Like, tell me,
you better call me.
What is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what her stepdad said? What is he busy doing since he has, like, why doesn't he work? Why does he just sit around? Her dad said the same thing. Why?
Yeah, but she made a very good point when she said it's none of your business. Sorry.
Yeah.
She said, what is none of your business?
Yeah, she did. She does get a little snappy.
Well, because she's being called out and she knows that it's not, like, what they're saying is true.
Yeah.
But can I just say this? Nicole, I was watching you this week, and I feel like you're a bit delusional. Like, watching you, I love Nicole, and I love May, but
she was throwing the money out. Didn't you see that?
Something about her seemed delusional, that, like, we love each other, and I'm going to go to Granada for 3 weeks, and then I'm going to come back for a month, and then I'm going to move to Morocco. Meanwhile, May's not enrolled in school, and I have friends that have kids. You got to get your kid on the waiting list to go. You don't just pop up and say, hey
no, don't do that.
Hey, next month, my kid needs to be in kindergarten. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, so I was wondering, like, did you guys feel like she seemed a little delusional in this episode?
I mean, I feel like she seemed normal. I feel like she may be delusional every episode. I think that's her middle name.
I mean, look at, she turned out the jobs. I'm going to move to Morocco soon. When? You're still in Florida.
Yeah. And where's the shop? This shop was there was never a shop. There was money exchange.
He was there, took a picture of a shop, she'd believe it was hers.
I don't think she. I don't. I think they just, it was just a cover up.
The most defensive is ever sounding the money and the shop.
The shop. Yeah.
She knows it's not there.
Yeah.
There's a cover up. She just probably gave him a bunch of money and was like, "This is how we're gonna have to say. You know, this is where it went." Listen, I don't know.
Azan needs to write. Here, Azan, here's what you can do since you don't have a day job. You can write a book on how to come up and collect money from women all over the world, and you can call it Azan and the Money 101.
I'll just make him a scammer. Scamming 101.
He wouldn't do it if it didn't work. You know what I mean? There's these women that are just like, I mean, come on.
And you made a great point.
Let's be honest.
I wasn't even thinking of it. When Stacey said, you know, he's seeing her less and less and less, but the money's coming more and more.
Yeah.
It's like that. There it is.
Wheel her in.
Yeah.
There it is.
Because usually someone who was, like, playing the game, they would see them as much as they could just so that they could get more, but he doesn't even have to see her to get more. The less he sees her, the more willing she is, because she doesn't want to lose her little grip.
Listen, Alex.
You don't have a grip.
He just has to send her a couple emojis a day, and he is good.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. Just to have that fantasy, like, it will one day happen.
He's not even FaceTiming as much with her.
He probably says, good morning, beautiful.
Boom, bye.
Good night, beautiful. And that's it. If she gets a good night. And that's all she needs. But you know what?
You can pay other people here in the U.S. to do that for you.
Honestly.
Or get it maybe for free.
She can get it for free.
Yeah. Nicole on Tinder or some Bumble or something.
Hashtag get Nicole a date.
For real.
Something. She needs a... You're not going to do that.
No, but that'd be fun.
I'm like, don't. Okay. Like,
I don't get it. What is it about Azan? What does Azan have?
I mean, I would say something, but they have not spent enough time together for her to be all, like, wrapped up like that. Memories.
No, this is too much.
Wrapped up like that.
Oh, no, they haven't had that time.
Oh, Steven for Van.
Oh.
He said, maybe Azan and Pedro are starting a business together.
That's funny.
They're both sketchy. Let's move on to one of our favorite couples, Damn. Pal and Russ.
No, they're cute.
Basically, nothing. We have just like two things that happen. They have this conversation about him not taking the job in Oklahoma, and then they talk about, you know, her having a baby and, you know, the struggles that she's had with this pregnancy, or maybe even the miscarriage prior. But that's pretty much it. I don't really get too much from them this season, I feel like.
He just didn't have to tell Pal that he applied to that job. She got upset.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it. And then he said right away when she gave her a little reaction, he wasn't going to do it. So it was just like sobbed. So it's like he does whatever. Like, okay, Just because that. He knows she can get feisty real quick and turn up. Zero to 100.
I love it.
He just wants to stay in Miami. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. I love that he just, like, she's the boss. Yes. Basically. And he's trying to keep not only his own sanity, like, okay, I'm not going to go there with you. We're okay. Well, calm down. I love all of that.
Yeah.
What I did learn about this episode, which I thought was interesting, was that whole rare blood.
Oh, yeah.
That she has in the Rogan shot and how that protects her baby's health. I thought that was interesting because I had never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And then it just touched me when Russ started crying, talking about the miscarriage, and around this time of year they would have been having this baby as well.
Yeah.
So it was sad. It was touching. Like, those two are, I love that couple.
I think he's very, like, he gives to her too because he loves her so much, and then also just everything she went through. Like, now he realizes, like, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy now that they're having another child and what she had to go through before.
Yeah, so he's saying, okay, we can go back to Miami.
Right.
If it's gonna make you happy,
definitely. And then the baby's health will be affected. If not, you know what I mean?
Because
they're the best couple.
They are, honestly, in this whole, like, little group. Mm-hmm. They have the best thing going. Let me tell you, the least drama. All right, you ready to get into news and gossip? You got some hot tea over there, Linda?
Girl,
it's brewing.
Listen, these people, I just cannot. So, I want to start with Nicole. Nicole was at Disney World with May. And so, you know, she's about the trips, y'all. Like, she lives in Florida, and she's a great mom.
Yeah.
But I also, when do you work?
Yeah.
That's all.
Didn't the stepdad say at this episode, like, you've been on vacation since Morocco?
Yeah, he threw shade. Yeah.
They're real like with her, straight up.
He sure did. And then we have Larissa. I got to tell you, this girl has, like I said last week, you guys, she is on the glow up. She does not, think about what you saw in this episode and how she looks now. She looks fantastic.
Yes.
She writes, shine your soul with the same egoless humility as the rainbow. And, you know, she's loving her new lips in this photo.
She's popping.
She looks hot. Right? She looks amazing. And then in the next one, I think we have a Larissa responding to Debbie. Okay, so Debbie threw some shade.
Debs
threw some shade.
Got a little on Debs.
So, she says, I woke up this morning to find messages sent to me and posted about my legal status in the U.S. This isn't true. Everything about my status in the U.S. is confidential and will not be disclosed by third parties. She's calling Debbie a third party on social media that not involved in any immigration process with me. Some of the most popular online press outlets are reporting these false statements and has my family and my fans worried. Everything I've received in these messages has been screenshot and forwarded to be reviewed. I truly respect my agreement that was signed by a judge, and I've been following it since day one. This lawful agreement also includes no third-party defamation and is the reason I do not want to talk or answer about my past. So, guys, she's basically just how we saw her trying to, like, walk the straight walk. Yeah. She's saying in all of this that she can't get involved because she still has another court case that she just had a few days ago. And so she's in the process with all the drama with her children. She's in the process of dealing with all of that drama. And actually the 30th is tomorrow.
Yeah, she has.
So she goes to court tomorrow. Yeah.
Good luck.
So this next one is the shade that Mother Debbie J posted. So a fan posted, I'm just wondering, if you divorced your wife, why is she still in America? Shouldn't she be sent back to Brazil? Just wondering. Gosh. And Mother Debbie J says, everything takes time. There's still a domestic violence hearing next week, and after that, she'll be deported. It just takes time. And then she puts two hearts.
This is so, these are serious matters. These aren't just like jokes. Like, you don't just throw stuff out there online and. Sorry, it makes
but the
sad.
Thing is, here's the thing, you guys. Debbie, she's like old. Do you know what I mean? So she's not gonna. I don't think she's gonna, like, think about your parents. Your parents are just gonna randomly put out lies. She must know something that she thinks is true.
Is Larissa going back?
She must know something that she thinks is true, or she wouldn't just put it out there. Think about it. Is your mom going to go random and say some random crap about your ex?
No, but sometimes yes. older people, sometimes older people yes. will hear something and not fully understand before speaking.
True, but or but you she does factual. Says she says this. She says there's still a domestic violence hearing next week, and after that she will be deported. Think about Debbie and how sure and not sure she is about things. She sounds very sure in this post, but we'll see.
So you think they're not dropping the charges or anything for this?
I think that these new charges are going to be problematic because they were bigger than the other domestic violence charges. The other domestic violence charges, we know, they dropped them, but they had a year to refile. Yeah. She's still within the year. Then she had problems again. So
yeah. She should have not posted all the stuff on social media. Then I would have kept in a cave, everything. Kept that boyfriend in a cave with me.
Yeah.
I would not post it.
No! Yeah, so moving on. Then we have Nicole and May again. And she's like, our lives have been so colorful. From the beginning, there have been twists and turns, and you've been the bright, shining sun that keeps me going. I know things are a little crazy now, my dear, but soon it will be just right. I want to give you every opportunity in life and more to see the world and learn the cultures. Discover the world and the beauty and know its beauty. Take chances and never regret a thing. I love you and I want to give you everything. And she's saying this to May, which I think is great. Aww. But I also think the undertone of that is like, we're going to Morocco and you're going to live, live the life, right?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
When?
Guys, Chantel went live today. I was only able to catch a little bit of it, but she was on this boat. You know those boats where you like row with your feet? Yeah. She was on one of those with a bunch of her girlfriends. And the comments inside were just hilarious, and I was able to capture one of them. It says, are you looking for a new husband in the DR or the PR?
She's like, I'm rowing that way.
Right, I'm rowing there. Seriously. I'm rowing towards my new husband.
Go, Larissa.
Okay, yes.
The leg?
All of okay. it. So she visited her favorite esthetician and medicine woman, and she got three procedures done. She got Botox for her gummy smile. A lip injection and non-surgical rhinoplasty. So she's really, she loves like all of this.
Yeah.
What is it? Like the day treatment?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She loves doing it. And then if you go to the next one, I don't know, it just looks like it hurts to me.
it looks like it hurts.
Yeah. Like she, her yeah. lips are done. She's got like some stuff on her nose, some stuff on like, I don't know if it's like numbing cream.
She looks so good.
But she looks amazing.
She yes. said what she wanted from the jump, from the beginning, and look at she's, her. Yeah. She's getting it.
She's not playing.
And then we have Ashley. Ashley was in Texas recently. She was on a business trip, apparently, and she posted this online. And I think she said it, something about, like, the sun may, I may walk with the sun and it with or the rain or something like that. And then, last but not least, so Jay posted this just recently. I want to say yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, she still loves me. Hashtag link in bio.
Hashtag delusional. I'm just kidding. She probably does still love him, though.
But
it's just like when someone hurts you, it's just sometimes you can't move past it.
But how narcissistic is that for him to say, she still loves me? Not like, hey, I love her still.
Yeah.
No, she loves me still. And there was one more, if we have a little bit of time. It's the one that I think you guys all want to see, especially you two, with Nicole, Pedro's sister Nicole, and she's in a pageant. Do we have that one? Basically, so did you know Pedro's sister Nicole was Miss Earth DR in 2016? And if you're a fan of the show and you've seen these pictures, she looks like very pageant like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this one too. Pedro is petty. So this one is from Pedro's stories, and it's a broom in a parking lot, just the broom, and it says, so I guess my mother-in-law is at Target.
Oh my God.
Like what the mom would say, that is foul. That is foul.
Oh, he has jokes, huh?
No, he's that so wild.
Do you guys notice this episode? The mom was kind of chill. She wasn't as crazy. Like, she didn't
have enough time on camera. She didn't have enough time, camera time.
Listen, I learned from her that harvesting the American dollar, that's not even a thing, but it's funny to me that I know to say that now. You're harvesting the American dollar.
All right, now it's time for our special segment. What do you think? We'll get about two in.
Okay.
You think?
You
want to
do two?
Yeah, let's do two. Woo!
Yes. Okay, ready, guys?
I'm excited, too.
Ready to get crazy?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you get married, should you tell your significant other's family that you have kids?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's, like, so down. Super easy. If not, you're just lying.
What if someone
sometimes
didn't
omitting
tell you?
The truth is, you know, a lie.
What if like you were with someone and they didn't want to share that?
They better tell me
later.
Before I got married.
Then
to
I'm
them.
Not with them yeah. anymore.
Yup. They need to
then
tell
it's
you
a
immediately.
Slap no, get out of my face. We're not together.
Like how do you like, hide kids? How do you hide kids?
Yeah.
And what does that say about you?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next. I don't have kids. I don't know.
I'm just saying, there's no person that I know that has kids that would hide them and not talk about
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, if you're last one?
Yeah, last one.
Two. Okay, if you're in a friendship, do you have to tell your husband, wife, significant other that you're going to a bar? Should
if
you?
If you're what?
On a girl's trip or guy's trip, do you have to tell? Or what is it good to tell? Would you? Let's like
if we're
switch
on
up.
Good terms, I will just say it's like not even a thing. It's just, hey, we're about to go to the bar, you know? Like you're with your girls, we're on good terms. Other than that, it's like I have nothing to talk to you about right now. Especially if you're in Ashley's position where this man has cheated on you 3 days after. You don't have to say a damn thing.
I agree with you with that, but I think that if it's my husband or my significant other and we are in good terms, I would want him to know where I was
yeah.
just in case anyways.
Yeah.
And vice versa, I would like to know where he is so that if something were to happen, he could believe, no, that's not my baby because she's here or this, you know what I mean?
No, that's not my baby. Oh.
Oh, we're like,
that's not my baby.
Oh, that's not my baby.
That's not the bar.
What is she doing at these bars? Too yeah, much.
I think you should tell him. Tell him. Yeah. You don't tell him everywhere you go, but I mean, if it's a bar, a club, or something, just, yeah. you know, just to be considerate.
Yeah, I agree. These are good ones. I said let's get into predictions. We didn't really see a preview. There wasn't a preview, so I'm curious to know.
And now,
what you think?
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
All right, so I'm going to jump out on a limb. I'm going to say that in the next episode, we see. Chantel go down to the DR. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to go by herself. I think she's going to have a backup, whether it's her sister mm-hmm. or her mom or her dad or something like that. And then I think that when her friend Obed said there's something shady happening and it's better to tell you in person, I think that we're going to find out that his sister's not really his sister or that he is, like, otherwise engaged in the DR. That's my prediction for them. I've been right about some of my random predictions.
That's why I'm like, I can't even make a prediction.
I think that with Ashley and Jay, I think that there's so much more to this cheating story that it's about to explode in everyone's faces and we're all going to be shocked. And then my last prediction, Andre and Elizabeth, I think that the dad is probably going to offer him the job and Andre is going to say no.
Because he's stubborn
yeah.
and just, like, not the brightest, clearly. Yeah. Dang, I agree with you on all of this. Severed ties, though, like, it'll be part two. So I'm trying to figure out what ties get severed. I don't know, like, what actually happens.
Maybe
the
ties between Jay and Ashley are going to be forever severed.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Because she acts like it on social media, like, they're just done mm-hmm. with. So, yeah. Okay, I'll make that my prediction with you. Let's split it.
Okay.
Half
and half. And that one with the Pedro thing, I'm going to
oh, yeah.
go
I'm down for everything
I can't
you said.
Outbeat that.
Yeah. I mean, you always have really good predictions, though. You go through everybody.
I'm telling
much.
You.
Yeah.
These fools.
All right, so we're hoping that something you said happens.
Oh, wait. Stephen for Van. I keep saying forever. Stephen for Van says Chantel goes to DR and meets another guy.
Ooh, and brings them back?
Brings them back?
Hopefully transfers
like
all
Ricky.
Her money, though, first.
Chantel, if petty? That happens, you better leave all those boys in the DR.
She can find a man out here.
For real.
Out here, yeah. I mean, just go out in that dress you had on. I mean, you don't even have to, but that dress, girl.
Just go to the hospital.
Fire.
So too cute. I love it. Okay, so you guys, you already know where to catch us here every week, same time. Make sure you're in the comments. We'll respond. Listen to us on all platforms. Yay! Tell your friends. Tell your family. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey, guys. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas and at 98 Fiance now so I can repost a lot of your guys' stuff.
Yes, and guys, all across social media, Linda's so girly. Keep feeding me the news and gossip. I love it, I love it, I love it, and I'll share it with you guys. Bye for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.